Blog Talk Radio.
It's what you want, boy. It's what you need, boy. We about to give you more.
That's been pent up inside for years. Exclusive type, only for your eyes and ears. You held it in for so long, you burst it into tears. The letters spill slowly across the page like a world premiere. We're lying, the bullshit begins here. The obvious cause, the effects is unclear. The punishment for crimes of the heart could be severe. Though to keep it on the low is a heavy cross to bear. You deep now, submerged with no signs of air. Still your sunken heart thumping like the kick in a snare. While on the surface, it's all turning to a circus. That's why you're nervous and you got a right to be. Cause if somebody would have done that shit to me, I mean my best man hitting my wife to be. My sentiments exactly would be history. You know what I'm saying? Hey, my people's in a place, let's count it off.
One, two,
got me
with y'all
to do.
Three, four, it's time for all of your suggestions. Rock and rolls in your rolling rock. Send your rhymes to the rhythm and just don't stop. Five, six, get up inside the mix.
Nothing changed, it's all the same thing. The same characters in the book with different names. It's a lot more to lose than you got to gain. You a lot more confused than hip to the game. To beat the script to the game, the price is pain. Men and women get into things, now who's to blame? When everybody whispering about whatever took place and how the fact was denied with a straight face. Them lies hard to swallow from the bitter taste, but that's a point in the past that can't be erased. So motivate, though it's hard to let it ride or set aside true feelings. Underhand dealing, a lost trust. I wonder if we lost us. It's bigger than me and you, it's monstrous. So I'ma just calm down and try to relax before I clap the hammer, then the hammer I tap, count two.
Good Wednesday evening, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Conversations of a Sister here on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm your host, Ms. Tracy L. Bell, and I thank you for tuning in tonight, be it online or by phone, for tonight's discussion. Jesus is not the reason for the season. Jesus is not the reason for the season. And I welcome your calls and comments in the studio tonight at area code 917-889-7872. Just press 1 to speak with me, the host, as we expound on this topic. Jesus is not the reason for the season. And keeping Christ in Christmas is a slogan. We see the phrase used all over the place, from Facebook posts, Twitter feeds, and Instagram pictures to Pinterest links, blog posts, and videos. But keeping Christ in Christmas is just a slogan. Just as Jesus is the reason for the season, that was a slogan. But Jesus is not the reason for the season. Because the truth of the matter is, the story of Christmas is the biggest lie that has ever been told, which is why Jesus is not the reason for the season. There was no manger, he didn't lie in hay, nor were there three wise men that traveled from afar to see him. That's right. I know some of you that are listening are shocked because I've seen the reactions. So there is, and I'm making this very clear, there is no solid documented evidence or proof that Christ was born on December 25th. Jesus is not the reason for the season. So I'm going to say it again, because there is no solid documented proof or evidence that Christ was born on December 25th. No one knows the real birthday of Jesus. No date is given in the Bible. However, the precise origin of assigning December 25th as the birth date of Jesus is unclear. Yet Christmas is celebrated all over the world to remember the birth of Jesus Christ, who Christians believe is the so-called, well, I don't want to say so-called, but who Christians believe is the Son of God, when Jesus never had anything to do with Christmas to begin with. We've been misguided and misinformed. Yes, I was misguided and misinformed. Hell, I was hoodwinked and bamboozled, just to add, or might I add. And I saw the comments on my blog and read the emails we received from my readers and followers. And yes, I know that what I've written on the blog in 2012 about Jesus being the reason for the season contradicts what I'm saying now. And the truth of the matter is, again, I've evolved and I've discovered the truth. And what is that truth? The original war on Christmas was waged during the 16th and 17th century by Puritans and Protestant Christians. They believed that people needed strict rules to be religious, and that any kind of celebration was sinful, any kind. And as shocking as this may sound, followers of Jesus Christ in both America and in England helped pass laws making it illegal to actually even observe the Christmas holiday. They felt it was an insult to God to honor a day associated with ancient paganism, according to the book Shocked by the Bible. Shocked by the Bible is a 2008 Thomas Nelson publication, and this book speaks of the most astonishing facts about the Bible you've never been told. Because what I'm finding out is that a lot of scriptures are not only being misinformed and misguided by them, but there is no full interpretation of the scriptures. And according to scripture, you won't find three wise men mentioned anywhere in the story of Jesus' birth. For that matter, none are even said to have shown up at a manger in Bethlehem. And this is truth straight from your own Bible. There is an unspecified number of wise men who met Jesus first as a young child, and they said they met him in a house, not a babe in a manger. So meaning when they met Jesus, the truth is, he was not a babe in a manger, but they met him as a young child. And that might have even been more than a year after he was born. So to further speak the truth on this, most Americans today are unaware that Christmas was banned. It wasn't even celebrated at one time. It was banned in Boston from 1659 to 1681. All Christmas activities, including dancing, seasonal plays, games, singing carols, cheerful celebrations, and especially drinking, it was all banned. Christmas trees and decorations were all considered to be unholy pagan rituals. So for those of you who may be insulted by tonight's topic that Jesus is not the reason for the season, you should be insulted by the Christmas trees that you put up, because that has nothing to do with Christ and Christmas. Christmas trees and decorations were considered to be unholy pagan rituals. So, for those of you who may be just tuning in to tonight's conversation, we're talking about how Jesus is not the reason for the season. And if you thought he was like me, like I thought he was, like I was raised to believe he was, like I was taught, you've been deceived. Because Jesus is not the reason for the season. The saying, keep Christ in Christmas, meaning Jesus in Christmas, that's all a lie. Because he was never meant to be a part of the mix. Let me tell you why. The name Christmas comes from the mass of Christ, or Jesus, a mass service, which is sometimes called communion. I know that in my church, we take communion. When Catholics take communion, they consider that a part of a mass. So a mass service where communion is considered, this is where Christians remember that Jesus died for us and that he died for our sins and then came back to life. The Christ mass service was the only one that was allowed to take place after sunset and before sunrise the next day. So that means that people had mass at midnight. And I remember my neighbor who was a Catholic, on Christmas Eve, she would always go to midnight mass. Midnight mass. And I didn't understand what that meant. I was like, wow, you know, she's going to midnight mass. And I felt like, because she was a church-going woman, I was like, okay, she's observing the fact that Christ was born on Christmas. But no, that was not it. The Christ mass service was the one that was allowed to take place after sunset and before sunrise the next day. So people had it at midnight, which is why Christmas Eve is more important to some more than Christmas Day. So the name Christ mass was shortened to be Christmas. So I know some of you are thinking, okay, so how was Jesus thrown into this pagan mix? Well, when there were people on this earth, because there were people on this earth celebrating Christmas long before Jesus was even born. People on this earth, I hope you hear me, were celebrating Christmas long before Jesus' birth. But once the Roman Empire adopted Christianity in the 4th century, pagan holidays were considered a threat. And the Roman Church set out to eliminate them by overlaying them with Christian interpretations of those holidays. See, pagan holidays were considered a threat for economic reasons. They knew that they would make money by keeping it pagan. So what they did was they just overlaid them with Christian interpretations and put the holidays together. Because December 25th was originally the date of the winter solstice on the Roman calendar, and it was later converted to Christmas Day. The first recorded date of Christmas being celebrated on December 25th was in 336, during the time of the Roman Emperor Constantine. Constantine was the first Christian Roman Emperor. And a few years later, Pope Julius officially declared that the birth of Jesus would be celebrated on the 25th of December. And there are many Christians who are frowning upon this conversation tonight. And that's fine. But Christmas was never intended to be a Christian holiday. Which is why, again, Jesus is not the reason for the season. Jesus is not the reason for the season. This is not a myth. This is not a legend or a subjective opinion. This, my friends and listeners, is fact. In fact, the winter solstice celebrations preceded Jesus' birth by more than 2,000 years. And I know some of you are going to wonder, okay, what is the winter solstice? What is that? Winter solstice in the ancient pagan Roman midwinter festivals called Saturnalia took place in December, around the same date as Christmas. It was a time when people already celebrated things. So they called it winter solstice because there were several celebrations going on at the same time. The Roman festival of Saturnalia took place between December 17th and December 23rd, and it honored the Roman god Saturn. The Jewish festival of lights, which is Hanukkah, starts on the 25th, the month in the Jewish calendar that occurs at about the same time, December. Hanukkah celebrates when the Jewish people were able to rededicate and worship in their temple in Jerusalem, again, following many years of not being able or not being allowed to practice their religion. Jesus was a Jew, so this could be another reason why the early church chose December 25th for the date of Christmas. They also took over, and we all know this, they also took over some of the customs from the winter solstice and gave them Christian meanings, like holly. We are all familiar with holly because you hear about holly and you see holly that depicts the holiday. The mistletoe, Santa Claus, Father Christmas, and even Christmas carols. These were all winter solstice customs, pagan holiday customs. Most of the Christian traditions that exist today, such as the gift giving, the hanging of evergreens, Christmas trees, all originated from pagan practices. And one of my blog readers asked me the question, does it really matter? Yes, it does. It does matter. Jesus is not the reason for the season. Baal is. True Christians are forbidden from adopting pagan customs to honor. And you can read it, Deuteronomy chapter 12, 29, 32, Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 2, 2 Theologians 10, Theologians 2, 15, Revelations 18, 4, John 10, 30. I mean, the scriptures go on. God the Father and Jesus Christ are of the same mind. And in their eyes, these pagan celebrations are an abomination. So no, Jesus is not the reason for the season. And no, we should not be keeping Christ in Christmas because he was never in it to begin with. So the proper term is Happy Holidays. The proper terms are season greetings. The proper terms are Yuletide cheer. Because Merry Christmas is pagan. It's paganistic. Jesus was never meant to be a part of it. And for those of you who are shocked, trust me, I was just as shocked. I grew up as Christmas being the most wonderful time of year because this is something that my parents instilled in me, something my parents instilled in us. And the reason why Christmas was the most wonderful time of year is because that is what my parents made it. They made it the most wonderful time of the year. All of our wishes came true on Christmas. Anything we ever wanted came to be on Christmas Day. And for any kid, who wouldn't think that that time of the year was mystical, wonderful, and magical? Because I can still remember what it all felt like. And when you can still remember what it all felt like, even knowing the truth as an adult still hurts. But let me tell you what we can keep. And I'm going to tell you what I am keeping. Because I love friends and I love family and I love getting together with them not only on Christmas or during Christmas, but throughout the year. And I'm hoping that that's something that God will bless us all with the opportunity to do. Because regardless of what the truth is or what the truth of the matter is, we can come together and we can celebrate. But the one thing that we can also do is we can take the paganism out of it. We can stop shopping. We can stop commercializing the holiday. We won't do it because some of us are just too tempted by the sales. Some of us are just, it's instilled in us to give or to make someone else happy. Some of us have gotten too comfortable and caught up in the tradition, and that's fine. But just know that Jesus is not in it. It was never intended for him to be in it. He was included in it to the mix, but he is certainly not the reason for the season. Tune in next week for my last show of the year. And what a wonderful year this has been. But in the meantime, and in between time, the conversations will still be never ending and always continuing on my blog at conversationsofasista.wordpress.com. And while you're there, check out my products and my books that I do say make great gifts. Because I think that above anything else, if you're going to give a gift, the gift of literacy is the best gift ever. And this is during any season. I thank you for tuning in. Until next week, good night.
A merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. My Lord. You time.